You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 6. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. This scripture is textually applied to widow, as in he's talking about a widow who is living in pleasure. But it is correctly and doctrinally applicable to every child of God that lives in pleasure. That means that you just want to live your life in pleasure. Some people cannot follow Jesus today. It's because of pleasure. Why is it that you cannot stop fornicating? It's because you get a pleasure there. Why is it that you can't stop stealing money? It's because of the pleasure you want to buy with that money. Many of the sins that people indulge in that are difficult for them to come out of are pleasurable. That's why Moses forsook the pleasures of Egypt for the reproach of Christ. It's a choice everybody has to make. There's nobody that does not want to live comfortably, but comfort must not become a god in your life. If your life is driven exclusively by comfort, you will not serve God. It will become your god. If you read it in other translation, for example, Amplify says, whereas she who lives for pleasure and self-indulgence is spiritually dead even while she still lives. Can you imagine? Anyone who lives for pleasure and self-indulgence are spiritually dead, even though they are living. Life is not about pleasure. People today just want to have pleasure. And sadly, believers also, that's the way they want to live. It is pleasure that is controlling how they spend their money, where they go, what they do. Everything is just about pleasure, pleasure. You can't serve God that way, brethren. Serve God faithfully. Leave it to God. How he wants you to live, the level of comfort that he wants you to have. But I tell you, if you want to serve Jesus, you must never make comfort your God. Look at even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep in mind there was no electricity when he came. There was no running water, no water closet, all of those conveniences that we even call it convenience. All of those conveniences we have today, Jesus didn't have it. He has to move in the sun, trekking from one city to the other. Do you think that was comfortable? He was thirsty and he had to ask somebody for water. He was tired and he had to sleep on the sea. Do you know how sometimes the boat is not a smooth ride? It's not like you have all of these big ships today that transport people for pleasure. No. When you are in a boat, it's rock and roll. You are going up, you are coming down. It's not comfortable. Paul said to the church in Galatians that he preached to them in his affliction. It wasn't comfortable. I'm telling you, as I'm recording this, I'm sweating. I'm sweating seriously. There's a fan in front of me, but I can't use it. Because if I use it, it will interfere with the audio quality. And you won't like it. I have to endure it. If I didn't say it, you may never have known that before. You just listen to the message. You know, so you can't live for comfort. I'm not saying that living in pain means you are living for God. No, I'm saying don't make comfort your God. Let Jesus Christ be your God. See, if you live for pleasure, you will be spiritually dead. Actually, you are to live for heaven, not to live for pleasure. I pray that you will live for Jesus in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.